Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome everybody to the first episode of the H3H3 podcast. We're so happy to have you here, and we're so excited to bring this show to you guys. Today, we have a very special first guest, Justin Roiland, the co-creator of Rick and Morty, and a very close personal friend of ours. We're going to have a lot of fun today. But before we begin, I want to give a special thank you to Dbrand, our first sponsor to this show, of whom we are very grateful. Guys, let's jump right in. Are you guys ready to get schwifty?
Ready to get rocked?
We got Justin Roiland on deck. You guys may have heard of him. He was on Full House. He played the dad in Full House, Bob Saget.
Yep.
Justin Roiland is Bob Saget.
I'm Bob Saget. This is a fucking news-breaking exclusive.
I love your work with those little twin girls.
Thank you. Those twin kids were...
We have here...
They were the light of my life. Those kids. Oh,
the Olsen girls. Have they put on weight? I don't know if I can talk about that.
No, they look good. I don't know.
I haven't peeped them recently. I wish
I think they look
Sean,
good.
Can we get a picture of the Olsen twins up here?
Pull it up.
Absolutely.
Oh, there they are. Looking good.
Sean, get the fucking Olsen twins up quick.
Looking good.
So, in reality, this is Justin Roiland, co-creator of Rick and Morty. The smash hit. Number one on Adult Swim.
With a bullet.
Killing it. Everybody loves Rick and Morty. The voice of Lemon Grab. Shout out to Lemon Grab.
Yeah, give some Lemon Grab love.
Which is such one of the most memorable characters from Adventure Time. Sweetheart, darling, good friend of mine. Really a renaissance man.
Yeah, he's a, yep.
Justin's been dabbling in VR lately. Squanchtendo.
Yeah.
And season 3 of Rick
Burning
and Morty.
Burning a candle at both wicks.
How you doing lately? What are you doing? What are you working on? What are your dreams? Where are you going?
I'm just hustling, man. You got to hustle.
That's true. You
gotta
are
hustle
a hustler.
These days.
Every
you
time.
You got to hustle to make a penny. I feel like I'm just trying to hustle to make a penny. That's it.
What are you hustling on?
I started a video game studio.
Squanchtendo, right?
Squanchtendo Games.
By the way, and if I may say, Justin.
Great name. No, go ahead.
Fucking horrible. Dude, I regret playing it. Justin gave me my first VR experience and his game called Accounting, which is free on Steam.
I co-made that game with William Pugh, who did Stanley Parable.
Mm-hmm. His company, really? That makes a lot of sense.
His company is Crows. So, yeah, that was like a fun like, game. It was just a game jam earlier this year. Who knows? This is probably going to come out.
What year is this?
It was last year.
Yeah.
it was in March of last year, just before GDC. So GDC is a game developers conference, in case you little tykes out there didn't know that. But we just got together with, like, we were like, let's just make something in VR, because we were both like, fucking VR is insane.
And you do voices in the game. It's like a big part of the game.
Yeah. We all did voices. But it was like, it was just such a fun, like, it was the game, a game jam. You know exactly how it should be, which is just like getting together, working crazy hours, but it's fun, and it's like coming together really fast, and there's not a lot of second guessing, there's not a lot of like overthinking. It's just, this is funny, this is fun, this is what it is, like, who gives a shit, like, you know, and not who gives a shit in a like I don't care, but who gives a shit in a like this is good enough and it's fucking exciting
and it's free
and it's free and we're just having fun,
you cannot
and so it's
complain.
Like the stakes could never be lower,
right?
And it's like, yeah, and
no expectations,
yeah,
no disappointments. Well, I'll tell you, first of all, if you guys have a Vive, get it on Steam. It's free. It's one of the funnest, most wacky, funny games. Like, you're going through some VR wild world, and I love the basis where it's accounting. Like, you start with the most mundane, boring concept, and then it just goes bananas from there. And you have Justin screaming at you.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yes, straight bananas. And you have Justin screaming at you the whole time, which is just adds to the delight of the experience.
Just a bunch of great voice talent in the game, all just as favors. Because we knew we were going to do it for free, so it was like...
Yeah.
Can you do a voice? Like, I got Cassie Steele. Y'all might know her as Manny Santos from Degrassi. the next generation. She's a friend of mine, so I just fucking just dropped that name really hard on the
ground. What other friend? What are you the most famous friends you have? Would you say?
Bill Cosby. Like,
wait,
we chill.
Wait, wow.
We chill.
How
and
intimate
I'm like,
have you gotten?
What the fuck? Why you gotta be doing all this weird shit, bro?
Anyway, do you have some? You're like, and anyway, can I get some of that shit or no?
Wait, what?
Like, can we party on this?
What do you do? Like, what's the poison you're giving?
Well, if you don't remember, then you know if it's fun at the time.
Well, it's funny. Every time I hang out with him, I wake up like the next day, and I have a big missing gap of time.
Like
and
Vaseline like, right next to you.
No, there's no like you know hurt butthole or anything. Like that, it's just I wake up and I'm like, what day is it?
Do you guys eat Jell-O when you hang out, or is
yeah,
that
that's how it starts. It's always like, I guess
it starts with
he's
the
like,
Jell-O.
Come and get your Jell-O pop. Oh, I got a Jell-O pop for you. That's a pretty good Cosby.
Yeah, it's good. I'm so bad at impressions. I'm glad I got you in here with those.
Oh, well, here, you want to talk to Bill Cosby?
Do the pudding of the pie.
Here, I'll be Bill Cosby for a second. Go ahead, you can talk to me as Bill Cosby.
So, Bill, tell me how did you get drugs into all these
kind of
systems.
Oh, I don't do drugs and put the pot in the do the drugs.
That was fuck. Wow.
Can
we get a round of applause, guys? Clap for the man.
Thank you.
That was wonderful.
And also, he was denying the allegation, so like it was very true to.
Mm. And then he's like, dude, you were hanging out.
I don't do the drugs. Put the thing in the drink.
He's like. You guys are hanging out. He's like, dude, I didn't rape anyone. And then I just woke up next to a fucking vat of Vaseline. It was crazy. But he's a great guy. We love Bill Cosby on the show.
So why only one H3 on the big giant sign? Why not H3H3
Oh, that
podcast?
Is way, that's like a mouthful.
It's like too long.
But like, yeah. it's just H3 podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Why not H3 with a little two, like, you know, H3.
To the squared
to
power.
To the squared power podcast.
I hadn't thought about that, but that's, we could still square it up.
Or H3X2. Podcast.
H3X2. That sounds like an extreme sport.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Well, that could be when this empire really blossoms to cover all kinds of events. That could be your extreme sport.
H3X2. I am an extreme sportsman. You could tell by looking at me.
Yeah. You just are an extreme sport. You're like the embodiment of an extreme sport.
Yeah. I noticed Justin. It's probably the coldest day in LA of the year. And Justin rolled up in shorts and a shorts shirt. And I have to say, I'm not talking shit because you are a man. I mean, I think we're built from the same block of wood because I wear shorts every day if I can.
Yeah, you're in shorts.
Well, I'm in shorts
right now.
Too. I mean, I just happen to be wearing a jacket, which is pretty good.
I was outside and I was like, oh, it's kind of cold out. And then I come into the building and I'm like, okay, that's a little better. And then I get into your fucking podcast and I'm like, what the fuck? What are we in a fuck? What are you trying to keep bodies from decomposing?
It's
in
a
here?
Meat fridge. I got the Jell-O in the kitchen. Would you like Jell-O, by the way?
I would love a little Jell-O.
Well,
am I going to fall asleep?
Sean,
like
can you get Justin
it?
Some Jell-O?
Yeah, I'm on that.
Well, usually guests like it cold, in my experience. So, and
my problem with the shorts and the T-shirt thing is that I'm psychologically still living in August or maybe September of 2016. Like, I don't believe that it's—
You don't believe in winter?
I just don't believe it's that time has passed and that we're in this world right now, like that of the date that we currently are in. I don't believe it. I believe we're still in September of 20. I understand we're not. I'm not like, you know,
thank you
I don't
for
have
clarifying.
Dementia. I don't actually think we're in. But like I'm every decision I make, including the clothes I put on, and then I get out in the real world and I'm like, oh, fuck. No, it's actually not.
That's relatable. I feel like when, especially in Israel, which is similar, you know, temperature to LA, wearing jackets is a new ass thing for me. And I relate to that because it's like, it's such to get cold and you're like, no, dude.
Yeah.
No, it's going to warm up.
Yeah. But nope.
Well.
Yep.
Yup. Nope. Oh yeah. Speaking of yups and nups, dude, Justin introduced me. Was it on Thanksgiving?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. I want to say
we were
something like that.
We were over his house Thanksgiving. Justin, you guys may not know, he's not just a hip hop fan. He's into some dirty hip hop. He likes that weird shit.
Yeah.
Boy. So he starts putting on this jam.
E-40.
Yeah.
E-40. Which, by
the way, isn't that deep a cut?
Well, it's E-40.
Oh.
E-40 choices.
You're right.
E-fowdy.
But I it's hard to say that.
Should we play it a little bit?
So anyway, there's this song, and we were pretty blasted that night, and
but Justin, that was the song of the night.
Yeah, it's the song of the decade. I can't get it out of my head.
Ethan was trying to. He's like, "Let me get on that and play some music." And I'm like, "Hold on,
Justin is a fucking music
monster."
Yeah,
I was definitely like, but
you did good.
You would have never heard that song.
No, you did. Good.
You know, you were like, "What the fuck?" And then we just kept playing it.
I love breaking down this E40 song. It's called "Choices Yup."
Yeah,
and so it starts as very gangster, where he's like, "Have you ever pulled a trigger?
Nope.
Yup." No, that one's a yup.
That's a yup.
Eli,
yup.
You need to get hard. You need to harden up if you think that's a nope.
Yeah. Scared of the dark? Nope.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah. Goes, well, as I'm the song progresses, right. He starts to run out of like, he's good. Like, oh shit. The best one is Star Wars? Nope.
Nope.
Yoda? Yep. Yup.
Yeah, that one confused me. I'm like, why is Yoda getting all the love?
Yeah.
Like, what did Star Wars?
Well, it's also just like Yoda's not even, I mean, yeah.
Yoda gets a yup from anyone. Maybe that's his point. He's like, well, I don't agree with Star Wars.
Yoda?
I'm going to yup the fuck out of Yoda.
But like, if you didn't have all the nostalgia and you're looking at Yoda with those rose-colored goggles and you just saw Yoda for the first time today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe he'd still be yup.
Yeah. He's a yup. And yeah. For me, my.
But not the fucking CG fucking version.
Yeah.
Why only the puppet, fucking Frank Oz puppet.
Well, I'll tell you, when I first watched those Star Wars movies, I'll never forget when Yoda stole those sausages from Luke Skywalker when they were on that planet. He was cooking up sausages.
Wait, what?
And Yoda straight snagged them out the pan.
Sean's is that true?
He knows. You don't remember the Yoda?
I haven't seen that.
He's
in
like
so
this
long.
Little fucking gremlin.
Yeah.
And Luke is like stir frying some sausages.
Yeah. How? It's like, good for it. Here's what's amazing about Yoda is like. Back when they were making those movies, they were on a budget. They were on a schedule. It was like, you know, they were like, you watch these documentaries where we're talking about, like, you know, they had to throw together alien costumes for the cantina scene. They're like, okay, I don't give a fuck. Just put on that fucking wolf mask. Fine. Put the, you know, those all became action figures, of course. But at the time, it was just like, we just got to get this fucking shit. And then I guarantee you, if they had all the time and money in the world, Yoda would have gone through a fucking so many rounds of redesigns.
It would have been garbage.
It would have been like,
well, look what.
Okay, hold on. First of all, I've got a couple of notes.
He's going to end up being like a jacked, like 12 foot tall frog that anal rapes people and uses the force to give people Jello.
I don't know about that.
Do you think Yoda eats Jello?
I think Yoda probably would eat Jello if it was given to him by his very good friend.
Man,
established.
Yoda, eat the Jello.
Yoda.
You got the audio.
You
want it.
You gotta eat the Jello, Yoda. I'm losing my
Yoda, take the Jello and wake up with the Vaseline. It falls apart. He was nodding now.
That's like a cross between like Chucky from Rugrats and is this name Chucky?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just remembered the other line that we forgot to mention. Starving? Nope.
Dinner? Yup. Back to the E40, because that's the great thing about the song. This will continue to come up throughout this whole show.
Hold on, I gotta get the sleep out of my eyes. That's what my Nana used to call it.
That's what Biggie Smalls calls it.
Because really? I just woke up, y'all.
I didn't know that was actually.
That's why I'm so sleepy today with this sleepy demeanor.
No, you're great. You're full of life. You're always full of life.
It's
Justin
funny,
is a
people
shot of
look
life.
In my eyes and they go, "Wow, you're full of life." And I'm like, I know. Because I try to yes and, you know. Wow. I think you have cancer. I know.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. That's what a doctor tried to tell me once. And then I just ran away.
Wait, how long ago was that? That could be.
That was like a month ago. He's like, had results. He's like, wow, I think you have cancer. And I'm like, I know. And then I just fucking bolted and ran down the street.
And
I left my car in the parking garage and just ran all the way home.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not hearing that BS.
I think that's on the cancer website. They says, just
they say
run,
the best way to defeat cancer is run.
Never
run.
Confront. Never confirmed.
Just kidding. That didn't happen. Guys, but also, fucking no more cancer jokes, you two.
That's true. Ouch.
Fucking dark, man.
Cancer some sucks.
It's not fun.
Let's not talk about cancer.
Yeah. Unless we're talking about, like, horoscopes. That's fine.
I'm a cancer, actually.
Are you?
June. I'm a June boy.
Oh, that's right. You know, I knew that, actually.
But I don't do. Do you believe in all that schmutz? All that fucking
I don't know.
Horoscopes
like,
and
sometimes it's eerily
oh well, first of all, I need to say that Justin's girlfriend Abby, who's dear to my heart, I love her very much, she is fucking obsessed with astrology and specifically Mercury and retrograde.
Let me explain really quick the Mercury and retrograde. Okay, so Mercury, if you buy something while Mercury is in retrograde, it is going to break or it won't work right.
It seems like Mercury's always in retrograde, though.
It's like you know, over the course of a month and a half or 2 months, whatever it is, it's always, yeah, it's like, oh, fuck.
I think she said
in retrograde.
It's around like April or May.
It's different every year. It has to do with like, you know, like all astrology, like where's the planets?
It seems like every time I show up at your guys' house, she's going, and whenever anything goes wrong in my life, I'm like, oh man, I fucking stubbed my toe yesterday. She's like, Mercury was in retrograde, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, God, dude.
But here's the thing with Mercury in retrograde. And by the way, it applies mainly to like, you know, you don't want to sign any contracts. You don't want to buy any electronics or any equipment with a bunch of moving parts and stuff.
Are you going to buy this DVD player?
Nope.
Is Mercury in retrograde?
Yep.
Scared of the dark? Nope. That always found – there's this one lyric in that
Scared
song.
Scared of the dark.
That's,
nope.
That's the one I love the best because that's not much of a brag. He's like a grown-ass man.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah.
Are you scared of the dark? Nope. And he says it so proudly too. It's like, dog, you're kind of –
Yeah.
It's not.
It's like, look.
Tone it down.
That's not something to be shouting from the rooftops.
Sean, are you scared of the dark?
Yep.
That's not very hard. You did the wrong one.
Did I do that wrong?
Yeah, you're nope. You're not scared of the dark.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Are you or not? Is that a real?
Sure. What are the circumstances?
You know, what if E-40. What if he is scared of the dark? And that was sort of a thing where
straight fronting.
Well, it was more of like a he's like, I'm fucking terrified of the dark. So it's on his mind, but then he's like, I could never admit that.
Yeah.
And so it made its way into the song.
Well, if that's true,
doth depressed too much. That's what I was originally going to say.
Shakespeare and Fifody in the same thought.
Can you do when I started to say that wrong? Can you like cut in tight on me and like fucking, you know, like do the Chiron of my broken?
Yeah, we'll definitely.
I like when you guys
We'll patch you up. We'll patch you up.
I watch every video. I watch all their videos.
I was curious.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, by the way. That's really nice.
You don't have
appreciate
to thank
you.
Me. Thank you. Well,
Justin's the best. I fucking love this guy. No, he's the best motherfucker.
Fucking entertainment.
Well, the one I was gonna say, one of these things I want to achieve with this podcast, which is a pretty lofty goal. But I feel like on YouTube, you're a YouTuber, and in popular media, you're a popular media person.
Yeah.
Most YouTubers it's so hard to break out of that circle and for people to take you seriously.
To break out of the YouTube circle.
Yeah. Because nobody wants to fucking.
You just gotta stab somebody.
You gotta stab someone in the neck.
No. You don't want to do a fatal. No, just like.
Wait, are we talking about physical violence or like metaphors?
In their arm, like a deep stab in the arm. They'll be like, dude, this fucking YouTuber is hard.
So I need to prove my street cred.
Yeah.
Sean, can we get a knife in here? I'm gonna stab Justin.
I'm on it.
Stab here. Just stab me. Go for it, dude.
So one of the things I want to attempt to do is, you know. Bridge the gap a little bit between new and traditional media.
Yeah.
Which is why I love that you're our first guest here. It was so special to me, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
From a real place, I really thank you.
Fuck you.
I really, from a real place, just I would touch my dick to your dick.
Anytime. Oh, I don't know if I'd want to go that far.
And we can get Jello and have a tub of Vaseline. It's going to be really romantic.
You can you talk me into it. You got me with the Jello.
But the first time we spoke, I was sitting with Zach, aka Psychic Pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
We were in New York, and it was funny because you were like, hey, have you heard of this guy, H3 Productions?
Oh, I texted Zach that. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I guess you had just watched our Fine Bros video or some shit.
Yeah, I'd watched a bunch of shit. I went down, I was like watching a ton of shit, and I was like, it was great. I was like, this is fucking amazing.
Thank
so, yeah.
You, Doug. It's such an honor.
I'm
flattered. I'm flattered.
No
what can I say?
Yeah.
But anyway, so he says, do you know H3? And Zach was sitting next to me at the time because we were working on a show with Jantran. That
good old Jantran.
The show.
Is that what he's going to change his name to?
Jantran. That's like the meme name. So he goes, so Justin
is
goes, do you know?
Is that something he's heard? Is that
yeah,
like
no,
a thing?
He knows. Yeah, it's a thing.
Oh, my God.
So he says.
The fans are great.
Yeah, they're great. But Jantran, I call him Jantran.
It's hilarious.
Yes. So yeah, so he says, do you know H3? And Zach's like, I'm sitting right next to him. And I was like, oh, dope. So he gave Justin my number, and then we were texting a little bit, like, hey, how do you do? God bless you kind of things.
Yep.
And then we talked a little bit. This was when we were in New York. And we had, in my opinion, was one of the most awkward texting conversations ever. And you weren't aware of it.
No, I was completely oblivious to
we were talking about something like – well, that's shocking to me because I thought I was, like, dead to you.
No, I was I don't even remember what it was about.
That's just testament to all you guys at home.
Do you remember what it was about?
Yes,
vividly.
I
think it's so funny because it happens so many times. Right. Where you think you were so awkward and like people are gonna hate you, mm-hmm. and they don't even remember it.
I just was gonna say a testament to everyone listening or watching at home that if you do something really horribly embarrassing, there's a good chance that other people didn't even fucking notice.
I'm like you, where I'm like, oh, fuck. Like,
did I just ruin my life?
Yeah. And then it's, I wish I could shake that a little bit better. But yeah, it's usually no one gives a shit. Everyone's too worried about
this
their
one
own
seemed
stuff.
Really bad. I was like, we were talking about, I don't even know how we got into this conversation.
I think you were saying we're going to move to LA soon and we didn't like our neighborhood in New York.
I didn't like the Upper West Side because it's like, it's a weird thing there. Like, it's only white people live there. Okay. But everyone who works in the stores are all black.
Yeah.
Okay. They all come in from like Brooklyn and Queens and Harlem.
So there's just like a weird social thing.
Yeah, it's really weird. And I was just saying how I thought it was really bizarre. And I kept going on about it for
and
some reason.
I think Justin didn't answer you for a couple minutes.
He didn't answer me.
So you freaked out and you kept trying to explain yourself.
I thought
more.
I was coming off really racist and weird. And then I sent you an emoji of a smiley face with a gun next to his head. Because I was trying to express my awkwardness and myself to you. But then I was like, oh, shit, he thinks I want to kill myself because I can't handle this racism or whatever.
God,
you want
my memory is so fucked.
No, I'm glad you don't remember that. So anyway, there was like a cold silence for a long time. I was like, dude, I'm never gonna ever fucking meet Justin. This is cancer.
Yeah, and then you changed your number, I was texting you for like, every couple of weeks, I'd be like, hey, are you in LA yet? No response. Like, and then finally, who did I ask? I was like. I messaged you on Twitter. Yeah. Did you change your number?
Get up the DMs.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh, of course.
Well, that was so funny to me.
Because we got hacked and we had to change our numbers twice.
Ugh. Yeah, we got hacked.
You got to get hacked.
So anyway.
You got to get hacked.
I was wondering, how did you find our channel? Or what do you think about YouTube in general?
Okay.
About watching
I found,
YouTube.
So when I did exercise today on my elliptical, but like I was exercising on my elliptical a lot, and like I used to watch like Walking Dead or show. Like I would try to like watch a whole episode of a show back when I was really good about it. And look how fucking disgusting and fat I am right now.
Oh God, you're in good shape.
You're fine.
Do you want to compare FUPA?
No.
I'm like gone down the FUPA hole, boy.
Let's not go down.
Let's keep our shirts on.
Yeah, I was, I watched all of Mad Men, like the whole fucking series on the elliptical, every episode. Or I don't know, I did that with a bunch of shows. So it's like you could go like, damn, you can quantify how many hours you exercised. But but I started watching YouTube videos, and I think it was Starcade. It was Jontron Starcade.
You know what's interesting aside?
Yeah.
Is that John always, he didn't like Starcade.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, you know, was every episode fucking perfect? No, but like they were all super entertaining.
And the production value.
And I love that show. I love like just going into like just all the games and playing them and just in a comedic way. Mm-hmm. But like he had like Yoda. He had weird funny
shit. Zach did Yoda.
Oh, yeah, was that Zach?
Yeah.
Oh,
he did. That was my favorite.
I didn't know that. Dude, that shit was fucking hilarious, man.
So that's what John was one of the first channels that I fell in love with as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love him because he elevates YouTube. It's just not, you know, it's no longer just shitty fucking Disney prince and princess vloggers. You got some real motherfucker out here grinding.
Yeah. Or prank invasion fucking blowjob warning.
Can we please get some blowjobs up in the shot? Can we get some blowjobs?
Yeah, blowjobs.
Bring the blowjobs out.
Hey, can you, here, I'll tell you what. I'm going to do a secret handshake. If you can't follow it.
I'm going to suck your dick.
You have to suck my dick. Okay. And then like, oh, come here. You don't know what's going on.
Well, prank invasion is
fucking
one of
herpes.
The...
herpes all over my mouth. I don't want to shit talk the guy because I don't.
You can,
I'm not looking for beef with anybody.
Chris doesn't. Actually, prank invasion Chris is one of the.
Is he sort of.
He's cool. He's been like, some people get really butthurt.
Yeah, he don't.
Some people sue you, for example. That's happened to me, by the way. Let's just not get too far into that.
Yeah, yeah.
But some people are really like, hey, you know what? I understand that there's a First Amendment called fucking protection of free speech, and when I put myself out there in the public, then I may get criticized. With it's called America.
With that kind of absurd shit, yeah, it's like, he better have a good sense of humor about it.
I give him credit for not fucking with us too badly. And in fact, we recently had a strike from one of his acolytes, and he cleared it up. He told the guy to drop it, so I appreciated that.
Huh.
But Prank Invasion is definitely one of the most fucking absurd things on YouTube.
I mean, it's just, it's...
For those of you who are listening who don't know what it is, Prank Invasion is this, I don't want to... He kissing fancies pranks. Himself as handsome. He wears... He's metrosexual.
He's sort of a metrosexual gent who goes out and
just look it up.
He fucking goes up to girls and goes, if I can guess your weight, or if I can't get, or whatever. It's, he has some, like,
it's
dumb
fake.
Thing.
Like, he fakes stupid
shit. He Craigslists a bunch of actors, basically is making out with girls.
Exactly. Yeah. It's softcore porn for YouTube, essentially.
If you want to make out with girls, just fucking do what he does. Just go on Craigslist.
Just pay him and film it and pretend like it's a video.
Find a girl.
You don't have to publish
$100, give her right. whatever he pays him.
Right. I mean, you can even have sex that way, believe it or not.
I'm sure he's probably boned a bunch of those girls, maybe.
What was your life before Rick and Morty? Because right now...
Just hustling.
What were you working on?
How far back before?
Well, you're working on season 3 now.
Mm-hmm.
And
closing it up, buttoning it up.
Yeah, when is that happening, by the way? Any peek?
Can't say.
Sneak peek? Mm-hmm. Sneaky peeky?
I can't say for two reasons.
Next 5 months? Next 6 months?
I can't say
within
because...
Within 2 months. Not blink
know.
Twice.
No,
blink
one,
twice
I don't
in between
know.
2 months.
No, I can't say because I don't know, but then also because I shouldn't say. But
just blink
trouble.
Twice if it's within 3 months.
I'd get in trouble.
I don't know why they're so tight about that. Everyone's hype. They just want to know.
No, I mean, here's what I can say is that it's we just well, I can't even say that. All I can say is it's coming together. Like,
it's coming
really
together.
Fucking
you feeling good?
Good?
It's nice. It's juicy.
Yes.
I'm excited.
It's really exciting.
That's exciting.
So, like, you know, it's been a long wait, and hopefully all the fans of the show don't like just forget about us or
dude,
walk away.
Dude.
No one's forgetting about Rick and Morty. And that's kind of something else I want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Is that we have like a somewhat popular subreddit on Reddit, mm-hmm. our community, but Rick and Morty's is even crazier.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I started that subreddit.
Are
you
a
did.
Mod? Are you the creating mod?
I am the creating
that's
mod.
Sick.
Oh, wow.
But I have no interest in, like, I started it only because I was way into Reddit. I was just upset. It's
me
to
too.
The point where it was a problem. I've curbed the addiction.
How deep have you gone into Reddit? Because I used to work at a desk job, and I would go so deep into Reddit that there would be no pages left. They're like, dog, you need to get a life.
Yes.
It just at the bottom says, get a fucking life.
Yeah, yeah. I've been there. And cool. This was probably around that time.
Yeah.
I was going on 4chan, the cartoon board, every time a new episode of Rick and Morty would air on for season one. And then I did it for some of them on season two. And then I just got that out of my system. Like, like going into season 3, I'm just not.
So when you post new episodes of Rick and Morty, do you go to the subreddit? Do you go to 4chan? Do you listen to people's feedback? Or are you just like, I don't want to have anything
I
to do
did.
With this?
I mean, because, like, I think your first season of, you know, it's like the dream. It's like, oh, my God, I have a fucking show on the air. Like, that's actually, like, of course, like, that the night it airs, you're just glued to, like, okay, what are people saying? You know, like, so addictive to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I did, and I've said this before in other interviews and stuff, is that, like, on 4chan I found, and that was the only place where I was finding, like every other place was, like, just all positive, like, and I wanted to fucking...
You're like, surely there's some criticism in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So on 4chan, I was like, of course I found it there, because that's the only place you're going to find it. And it's good. It's like, I was like, okay, good. So
did you find constructive criticism there?
No, I mean, it's all just like,
just
you know,
like
fucking
hate
the two main voices or fucking burps.
Just
or, you
shit
know.
To make you feel bad.
Yeah. But then what I did was in season one, I there was a couple, didn't really cut it. Like, I don't give a shit. It didn't cut deep or anything, but there was a couple things that were said and I was like, oh shit. And then I started posting you know, because it's all anonymous, like the worst shit about the show and me.
You were going incognito and talking shit on your own show.
Yeah, and it was an interesting strategy psychologically because I was like, I just said worst shit about me that anyone else could say.
You wear your vulnerabilities like a shield.
And because I said it, now if someone else says it, it was like so bad that it was like no one else could ever
what did you say? Anything worse. Do you remember what you wrote?
It was something like, I did a few of them. It I want to know. Like this show fucking sucks. You know, and then fighting with people who like the show.
Like, oh my God, idiots. Can you imagine if they knew they were arguing with the person they loved?
And then
trying to convince him
that
the show
was good. Then it became a meme where it was like, I kept going, you know, again, every time an episode would premiere, I would check all those places.
Yeah.
And then, like that night, you know, and the following day for a little bit, but then, you know, I got to get back to work.
But I want to, I want some deep ass, deep cutting shit you said about yourself.
I can't remember. It was probably like, I don't know, like the whoever does the voices of the characters is a fucking hack.
Pedophile.
Like,
shit.
No, nothing like pedophile. That. Nothing like, but just more just like
I hate the voices.
I hate the
and
voices.
I hate the guy who the makes
show
them.
Sucks. Yeah. And then whenever someone would shit talk, they would like the meme was like, "All right, get out of here, Justin." It wasn't me anymore. It's just so weird to like you make something, you send it out into the world, and it's got like you know, it's reaching across the country, and then to just see all the diversity of people and like. And the comments that they're saying and all the stuff, it's just fucking trippy.
We relate so much because the comments is such a big part of YouTube.
Yeah.
And one of the things, I guess one of the good and bad things of YouTube were, on one hand, you're so directly connected with your audience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, it's like you're getting way too much connection.
Yeah.
Like the comments, the good, the bad, it all surfaces up. You see everything. And people on the internet,
when
you're... Yeah, people get fucking nasty because I think when they're talking to an online personality, they think they don't really realize that they're gonna read it.
Yeah,
so they'll be like fucking Jew ass fat fuck or whatever. Like, I mean, they say shit.
Transsexual skeleton.
Yeah, they call it
transsexual. Yeah. No, I mean, I love the way you guys handle it, which is the same way I handle it. As it's just like. It's hilarious.
There's been points where when we underwent major changes in our content and it felt like everybody was like turned against you on Reddit and on the comments of our YouTube. And it's like, for us, we just need to kind of.
We had to stop reading the comments.
Yeah, you have to tune out because you have to just be confident that you know what's best for us and for our channel.
Yeah.
So in a way, I feel like. Yeah, that's an interesting difference between popular media and YouTube where you kind of more, I mean, the feedback's there, but there's not a fucking chat section underneath the video.
Exactly.
All right, let's take a quick break. God bless you. And we'll be back shortly with your boy, Justin. Don't go away. You will not want to miss this. Before we move on to the second half, me and Justin are going to be doing some prank calls, and it is a lot of fun, so please stay tuned. I want to give another special thank you to dbrand for sponsoring this first episode. Hit up dbrand.com/H3H3 and check out their awesome skins. They come on, you barely even notice that they're there. It just looks like it's built right into the phone. And when people see it, the phone, they're like, what the fuck? Like, that's not a skin. It's not a case. It's dbrand. And their slogan is, it's not a product, it's a culture. So, that's pretty dope. But, like, they have a ton of really cool skins, and it just sticks right to the phone, so you can't even tell that it's not, that it doesn't come this way. People are going to be like, how the fuck did you get a phone looking that cool? And that's why I like dbrand. So check them out, dbrand.com/H3H3 to get 0% off. They were very specific that I said that for some reason. Guys, stay tuned. We're coming right back with your boy, Justin Roiland.
Hey, welcome to the...
What the hell, dude? Back off. This is my fucking show, dude. Oh. I do the intros.
Whoops. Whoopsie.
But I'm really glad to have you.
Ooh.
Justin's been blasting us in the light with his tactical... Fuck! With his tactical flashlight. This used...
Don't leave home without it, tids.
So, kids. Welcome back to the H3 podcast, starring Jan Tran and Justin Roiland. Today, at the last half of our show, we try to goof around, have a bit of fun, a bit of memes. First half, getting to know you. I feel like we got to know you pretty
well. Not really, but yeah, that's fine.
I know so much about Jell-O and Vaseline. That's my takeaway from part one.
I just invested in Jell-O and Vaseline.
Yeah, those two is a killer
big
combo.
Big investment.
So the second segment, we mix it up. We have a little bit of fun. We cozy up together on the couch. A little get to know you. Hey, how you doing? If you can't hear us, me and Justin are sitting really close together
on the couch. Real close together on the couch.
But the reason for that is that I used to love doing prank calls. I used to do them a lot. And as I grew up, it's like, dog, I don't know.
Yeah, it gets harder because it's like, you know, you live in the body of an adult now.
Yeah. So I've been seeing this sign. I want to show it to you, and I have no fucking clue what it is. Okay. This shit trips me out. And for those of you who can't see, it's a big sign. It has a picture of a very slender, borderline anorexic Asian lady.
Porn star. I mean, she's ready to get.
She's about to
get fucked.
But what the sign says that has continually perplexed me is it says, freeze your fat.
Freeze it.
Cool sculpting. No surgery, no downtime. Freeze your fat. And I'm like, what the fuck are they selling? So I want to call them up and find out what's
up.
Let's
do it.
Let's freeze our fat off.
Let's get these folks on the line. So you want to take the lead on this?
Yeah.
You can go, yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. So you're going to take the lead on this one?
I got this. Hi, how you doing? I was just driving down Boulevard, and I was just really intrigued by your service. Could you tell me a little bit about how it works?
Have you heard about the whole procedure before?
No, I just seen this slender Asian woman on the sign, and I thought she looked real good, and I wanted to look a little bit more like her.
Well, basically what it is, it's non-invasive, no surgery. It's a machine, on whatever areas you want to get treated. The areas that you get treated, it kills 23 to 26% of your fat cells completely.
What else does it kill? Just the fat?
They put nitroglycerin in it?
Sorry, I'm here with my, I'm here with my buddy here. He's
Did
also
put
interested.
Nitroglycerin in it.
He's sorry. No, sorry. I know it sounds
How
silly.
How do they freeze
Hey,
it?
Listen, Jeff. Okay, just take it easy. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm babysitting my cousin. I got you on speakerphone because I got my handfuls. All my cousins here are running around. So it just does the fat. It doesn't harm the skin or anything.
No, it freezes the fat and then.
How does that
work? How do they freeze the...
Stop, Jeff. I'm trying to lose some fucking weight, dog.
I'm worried about him.
I'm sorry. So, sorry, as you were saying?
Yeah, so basically, it dissolves your lymphatic system, and you start seeing results in 3 to 4 weeks, and then we...
An all-season fat system.
Stop. I'm trying to lose weight. Can you be respectful for 1 minute? Jeff, you're fucking a nightmare, dog.
I don't enjoy
spending time with
you. I'm trying to help
Stop.
You. I'm trying to help you.
So how many sessions do I have to do before I get results?
Okay, well, that's something that we have our specialist at our office, and she has to assess you and look at you.
So There's a lot of fat, so I'm assuming it's going to be a lot. I'm going to be in there probably for a couple. I mean, I assume I'm going to be in there so much, I don't know if it's better just to exercise because it's probably going to be like a year worth of sessions. I don't know if I should just go on a diet.
Yeah, you can come in. It's free. It's a free 30 minutes.
Oh, okay, good.
She can tell you.
Do you recommend dieting or just freezing it right off?
You know, that's something she would tell you exactly like what you need to do. She might tell you to lose weight first, but that's something that she could tell you when she sees you.
How do they freeze it out?
It's a machine. It's an app that goes on the area and it sits on your area and it freezes it.
Oh, an hour.
Is it cold?
It's cold. It's freezing your fat.
Does it hurt?
You're skinny. Why are you asking? Let me ask. What do you mean? You don't need to freeze.
I'm worried about you.
You don't need to freeze off any fat, Jeff. You're skinny. Let me do the talking.
I'm looking out for you. I don't like it.
Stop, Jeff. I'm so sorry. This kid is driving me insane.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
You can come and take a look at the machine, and she'll show you, and you can see the before and after.
What's the machine shaped like?
Is there?
It's a machine.
Stop. You don't have to answer his questions. You can stop answering his questions. He's such a nice. I'm so sorry. He's such a shit.
I want to know.
okay.
But I just have a couple more questions, and then I'll definitely, I'm going to book him. So tell me, Does it, any tubes go, does anything penetrate the skin?
It's okay, so it's an applicator that sits on the area of the tree, and it kind of vacuums it up, so it sits on that.
Oh, it sucks it right up,
then,
huh?
Yeah, it sucks, and then it sits, freezes it, and then they massage it at the end, and then you start seeing results, like 3 to 4 weeks later or more.
Have you done the procedure?
Yes, I have.
Does it work?
Yeah, I'm actually gonna do it again after the holidays.
Oh, it didn't really do that much on the first time.
I did one area, now I'm doing another. I'm doing a totally different area.
Oh,
how does the fat come out of you?
It dissolves your lymphatic system.
Do you poop it out?
Stop.
Did you pee it out, actually?
What?
Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to be. I said just stop. If when you acknowledge him, it
when
just
you make
it
fat,
enables him.
Okay.
When you make fat, call.
Stop, Jeff. I'm trying to talk to the lady.
Fat,
this is important to me.
If you make fat cold, then it comes out of your pee hole.
That's what she said. All right.
Oh, I don't. I'm worried for you.
Did you want to make it?
What
day?
Stop, Jeff. I swear to God, I'm gonna break your glasses.
Terry, I'm worried for you.
What dates do you have available? Jeff, fuck off. Go in the other room and watch the dogs, okay? The baby's in the other room, it's crying. Don't you hear it? Go wipe its ass or something. Be useful to me, Jeff.
I'm worried about you.
Stop. I know what I'm doing, dude. Don't be worried. I need to lose weight, man. The doctor says I'm fucking 300 pounds overweight. I need something. It's just going to freeze you. I'm going to piss the fat out of my dick.
All right.
Thank you. Sorry, what dates do you have available?
What day would you want? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
I like Tuesdays, definitely.
Tuesdays are when we have the meeting.
Tuesdays are good.
Okay, what time would you like?
What are your hours?
We're open from
Tuesdays are when we gotta do the meeting with the clinic.
What time? What days?
Do you want to come in at like 11 o'clock?
What are your hours?
2:30.
Our specialist comes in at 10, so she'll be there until probably 6.
I usually don't wake up till 7 p.m. Is it possible to push the hours back?
Oh, 7 p.m.
Just because you won the lottery, Terry, doesn't mean you got to spend all your millions on this kind of procedures.
Is this expensive, by the way?
Anything this week because it's a shorter, because of the week we do have. Our specialist is not there on Wednesdays or late night, but she is not there Wednesday.
So what day can I get in? It's like 7 or 8, more, maybe 9 if it's available. By the way, how much is it expensive?
No, it depends on the applicator size and stuff. You might, that's something that she would give you prices.
Don't even tease around, Terry. You know you're going to spend all your millions.
We're not open that late, unfortunately.
I can pay extra. I mean, I just came into like a windfall of money. So.
No, he's going to spend it all.
I can spend quite a bit of money to keep this store open for you. I can, I mean, $20,000? How much is
Terry.
Paying?
You know what? I can get your name and number. Let me see what I can do, and I'll call you back.
Okay, thank you so much. My name is Jeff.
Mm-hmm. And your last name, Jeff?
Dunham.
What is it?
Dunham.
And your phone number?
555.
Mm-hmm.
420.
Mm-hmm.
Blaze it.
What?
Blaze it.
Blaze it?
That's right.
B-L-A-Z-E-T?
That's correct.
Huh?
Yes, it's 555-420 Blaze It. That's my phone number.
Great.
You can reach me there. My name's Jeff Dunham.
Okay, great. Well, let me figure out some timings and we'll give you a call back.
Thank
Terry.
Okay, sorry. My cousin just has one last word for you here.
Terry,
I've been such a shit to him.
I don't want to see you get hurt with all the cold ice.
Can you just comfort him? Because I'm willing to spend whatever it takes. But if you could just comfort my nephew here and just let him know, because I'm worried too.
Okay. You know what? Can I call you right back?
Yeah, you have my. Can you read back the number? I just want to make sure you got it right.
Yeah, 555-4-BLAZE-IT.
420 blaze it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Terry, I don't want you to lose your fat. That's what makes you.
That went deep.
That poor lady. Like, I do have legit questions about the procedure that I want answered.
They don't tell you on purpose.
Okay, so this is what I understand. They put a tube on you and they suck your fat up into the tube and then they freeze it and then it goes back into your body and then somehow you pee it out.
It's a bunch of
How does that even make any
sense? They don't suck it up. They probably put like.
But heard her say that they put a tube and they suck the fat into the tube.
They probably do something where they suction. You know when you put suction cups. Uh-huh. So nothing actually happens. It just feels cold.
No, but it sucks it up. It cools it for an hour, she says.
An hour. I was like, bitch, I ain't got that much time in my day.
And then you pee it out.
Why don't you just take a diet and go for a run?
The best part was when you said, did you try it? And she's like, I gotta go do it again.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well.
Not really working too
well
for me.
I like prank calling these people that you don't have to feel too bad about it. Would you rather call a buy gold hotline or buy a timeshare?
I'd like to do the buy gold one, but I want to. I got a really good angle on it, so let me like.
Yeah, what's your angle?
My angle is that there's a coin, 1930 St. Gaudens.
Gardens? What happened there? Like gardens or gardens?
St. Gaudens.
is that something? Or are you just saying garden
US
funny?
U.S. currency coin. No. Seriously. And
what's a garden?
Hold on. I just need to. Can I? Before we call it here, I just need to get a little quick research.
I'm going to queue up the number.
Hold on.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm just going to play dumb. Like,
give me
but
the
anyways,
number.
This coin is worth like millions of dollars. So I'm just going to play
oh,
really
that's
dumb.
Cute.
Okay.
But I don't know. But that's like a coin guy. I don't know if this
No,
gold
no, no. Trust me. These motherfuckers know what.
Are you ready to take a call with Destiny?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. I'm dialing in. God bless you.
Okay, cool. There we go.
Thank you for calling. Sorry, how can I help you?
Hello.
Hi, can I help you?
Hi, I'm interested in selling, I have a gold coin I wanted to sell to I don't know much about gold,
okay.
Really. How does it work? Y'all just...
Okay, are you...
Y'all just...
You're selling something?
Y'all just buy the coins?
No, you didn't...
Are you selling
the
coins again?
Are you calling the right number?
Yeah, I just wanted to sell a cold coin. Is this the right one?
No, I don't believe so.
What do y'all buy?
We don't buy anything. We're just the answering service for. I think you're the one.
Oh, what are you selling? Are you selling gold?
What are you selling?
Hi, sorry. Let me just break in
buying?
Here. I'm here with my good friend, my associate, Alex. We're here. We're big gold distributors. We are hot on the market. If you have gold, we're buying it. What do you got for us? Let's buy some gold. Let's talk shop right now, me and you. What are you selling today, right now? Let's close the deal.
We're not selling anything.
Y'all buying gold?
What is that? What the hell number was that? She's like, I don't buy it. I don't sell.
I want to say the value is like if you were to melt this coin down.
Okay, it's worth a thousand.
It would be $1,000. But if
it's a collector's.
What I want to see these gold people do is say, oh yeah, no, just mail us the coin. Yeah, we'll give you the weight.
But it's actually worth $125K.
If it's in let's say it's like an MS 65
mint.
Like it's like $125,000 up. Hello. I have a gold coin that I'm looking to I just need to get money real quick to pay for a car repair I need, and I was just wondering, y'all buy gold coins?
Yes, we do. What coin is it? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know much about coins. I just know it says Liberty on top, and it says 1930 on the bottom.
Make sure you get Fitty for it.
It's got like a woman, looks like a woman in a dress on the coin or something.
Get at least 50 for it.
Can you hold on 1 second, please?
Uh-huh.
He's like,
no, no, I muted it. He's like, holy shit, yeah. Holy shit, everybody.
I'm going to be like, ask for, I'm going to be going, get 50 and be like, I want
that's
75.
That's a St. Gaudens. Yeah. He's got a St. Gaudens.
Okay, because they dupe your ass. They put you on hold to see if you're pranking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Brett, 50. Make sure you get 50 for it.
It's probably worth more than 50.
Get 50
bucks.
At least.
What's the value on it that it says on the back?
Oh, it's $20, it says on the back.
Okay, $20 Liberty. Okay.
Get 50 for it.
Jeff, I'll
get... We can buy that.
Okay.
How much are they going to give you?
It's what's the weight of gold worth right now? It's about an ounce, I think, or something.
Liberty, which is, let me tell you what we're at right there right now. Gold coin.
Just get 50.
We pay $987 for that right now.
Okay.
Get
that's
a thousand. Get it thou.
980.
Get a thousand.
That sounds like a great price.
Get a thousand. Don't sell it, my diabetes.
Based on the amount value, we pay 90%, so that's kind of how it works out. So whenever you come in, depending on where gold's at, you get
my diabetes. I need my diabetes.
Okay,
get a thousand.
All right. So, okay, great. That sounds like
a
great
deal
for me.
Okay, well, when you want to come in, what we do is we schedule an appointment for you, then you come on in and we can buy it.
Oh, that sounds real fair.
Listen, I'm sorry to chime in. I'm Marjolin's husband, and I need at least 1,000 for that coin because my diabetes is all over the place. Can we get
I understand. We do a straight flat percentage of a gold bullion, which is what that is. So double eagle, which we have is Liberty double eagle. The melt value is 1,097. We pay 90% of that melt value.
Oh, you're going to melt the coin? You're going to melt it?
No, that's what it's called. It's the terminology called the melt value. So what the actual intrinsic value of the coin is, we pay 90%.
Does it have any collector's value, this coin? Because my
that one. I mean, unless you have a certain rare year and it's slabbed, which means it's minted, it's got it in plastic, and it's got a serial number.
The year says 1930. What that?
1930.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't sound like an uncommon year.
1930. Can we get a thousand? If we could get 1,000, I'll bring it by.
Yeah,
It has a S. I see a S.
Just so you know also, it'll be, when we look when we come in, because we don't have any availability today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I need this I got insulin. My needle's all dried up. I need to get some insulin. Man, can you get me in today? I'll give you for $1,000.
How far? Because I'm booked up. I have an appointment in 10 minutes. I have another appointment in 40 minutes.
We're right. We're in a.
Right. Okay.
Is that close to y'all?
Yeah, we're in. The so it shouldn't be too far.
So it says
If you can get here before 4:30, 4:15, then I can squeeze you.
So you'll get me $1,000. You'll get me $1,000. You're such a generous guy. You really are saving us. We've been on such hard times. I mean, the bank is foreclosing on our house. My insulin needles are run dry. Thank you so much for your generosity. That extra...
No problem. Just try and get in here before, close to 4:15 as you can.
That extra 80 is going to be a big boon to our and much need here to us.
Okay, that's great.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So,
wait.
Do you have our current address on Ventura Boulevard?
Bobby, I just got told from Reggie that the coin's worth $33,000.
No, the man says 1,000.
But
Reggie's saying the coin's worth 33,000 at its lowest.
At its low? Do you want...
This is an MS-64.
I'm in the middle of meeting.
This is an MS-64.
Okay, we'll bring the coin on by. We'll be there. We got...
Says it's worth $33,000.
Is that true?
All right, it's not worth that. If you want to come by, make some calls, look at some other places, just to make sure you feel good about it.
How much do you know about coins? Are you a coin man?
Sir, if you don't want to come in, that's fine. I have to get off the phone. I have an appointment coming in right now.
Have you ever tried Sweetos? They're like Cheetos, but they're sweet.
What the fuck?
That guy's a fucking piece of shit.
But why wasn't
he? Here's what's crazy. He's really like, is it in a PCGS plastic container?
You know more about coins.
You know how cheap it is to get your fucking coin PCGS certified? It's like this coin minimum in the shittiest condition is a $33,000 coin.
But he didn't seem very eager. Maybe that's part of his ploy. He's like, listen, I don't have time.
I promise
for you.
Yeah. But he gets idiots calling in going, I got a gold coin.
Yeah.
I don't know. It says it's got a mint mark S on it. It's a Saint God. Dude, that fucking coin is like, and by the way, if it was like an MS-64 or whatever, you're looking at like fucking 125 grand and up. It just keeps going up.
So was he just straight conning us?
Oh, absolutely. I love that he's saying the melt value. It's like, yeah, bro, I know what the fucking melt value is. But it's like.
And then I'm like, are you going to melt it? He's like, no, I'm not going to melt it.
No, I'm going to go get it PCGS graded, and I'm going to sell it for fucking 33 grand.
Speaking of Sweetos, can we get some Sweetos on deck? Guys, I hope you enjoyed our number one inaugural podcast with Justin Roiland of Rick and Morty.
You fucking hate
Stay
us,
tuned
dude.
For season three. It's coming up soon.
They hate me.
He's got Steam games, accounting VR
accounting,
from Squatchtendo.
We are in production on our first fully funded major game that I can't say anything about.
Yes, and he's working on a huge game that he can't say anything about, but stay tuned. He's a renaissance man. He's all over the
Squatchtendo.
Place. He's a good friend of ours. He's a friend of the show. This is Justin Roiland.
I love you,
buddy.
I just want to help people. I just want to help people. I just want to make people happy, you know.
And buy some gold.
Buy
we
gold.
Gotta, you know what? Next time, we got to have you on again. And we
look
gotta,
for those 1930s St. God double eagles.
If you guys want to see Justin on again, make sure to smash that like button and we'll get some gold people on.
Wait, is this going
to
be on YouTube?
It's on. If it's on iTunes, smash that download button.
Smash that button.
Download
just
it 20
smash
times.
It, smash buttons.
Just
smash buttons.
Smash your head on the keyboard
Buy
if you enjoy
this. Buy a button
this.
And smash it.
Yeah, we should sell buttons where we can sell. It's like merch.
Yeah.
You smash it.
You got to smash them buttons.
So guys, once again, thank you so much. We appreciate you. We love you.
Hey, the Button Smashers would be a good band name.
And now
I'm
going to segue into doing one final plug for our sponsor.
Can I be a part of that?
Yeah, you want to be?
Yeah, can we do it right here?
Yeah, you want to do it?
Let's do it. Go ahead.
So our sponsor is D-Brand, and they make phone skins. You can't say anything bad about them now.
Well, let me see these phone skins. I'm going to be the judge of
so
these.
So look at Ela's.
Show me mine. You have it in your
pocket. Oh, yeah, so here's Ela's. So it fits really well over the phone case. And
that's
really,
kind of cool, actually.
It's really cool.
I didn't even know that this wasn't just your phone.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's so cool about it. It fits so naturally over the phone that you almost can't even tell that it's not made that way. D-Brand is awesome, too. If you go to their website, they have all kinds of different skins. You can get them in wood, in leather, and a lot of other textures. I'm going to show a video over me talking right now so you can see the other textures.
What?
It's very cool. It looks like leather, doesn't it?
What?
Yeah, Justin's amazed. And I personally love D-Brand. They're a good company. And he wanted me to say this specifically.
Is it D-Brand because the D stands for, like, you know...
Dick?
Yeah, like a big old...
like a big... Like if you
not
have...
In a, not in
no,
a mean
yeah,
way,
if
but
if you
in
have
like
this,
a...
you've got a big dick.
Yeah.
Get D-Brand, kind of and it will increase the size of your penis. Go to dbrand.com/H3H3. And he was very adamant that I say this specifically, that they do that they're having a lifetime sale for H3H3 fans of 0% off. He made me say that.
That's great.
He said,
that's a huge
he says, I cannot give your fans
hustle.
Any discount. I was like, are you sure you want to say that? That doesn't sound that good. He said, I insist that you say that I can give all your fans a lifetime discount of
0%. That's huge.
Thank you, D-Brand, so much for sponsoring our show, helping support us. Thank you, Justin. We love
D-Brand.
You so much. You're a good personal friend, and I respect and love you.
You sound
on
like
a
Wesley
personal
Willis
level.
Right now.
Thank you so much. Everybody, thank you for tuning in and joining us along. We will be doing this every week. every Tuesday. So stay tuned. We'll be seeing you next time. Our next guest
and
is...
And say that you can get it on all the apps.
Oh, yeah. If you guys are still listening, you can get it on iTunes, SoundCloud, and all the usual suspects. And our next guest is going to be Felix, a.k.a. PewDiePie. Maybe you've heard of him. Maybe you haven't, but you definitely know.
You probably PewDiePie. Heard of him.
You ever
heard of him?
Come on. Yeah. So anyway, stay tuned in next week for a little PewDiePie action where me and him, we touch dicks, gets a little X-rated. You're going to love it. See you guys next week. Justin, please stop with the tactical flashlight. Guys, we love you. See you next time. Ta-ta.